And so in the sweetness of his presence, when he makes himself known, sometimes he makes himself known in power, and sometimes he makes himself known just in the simple stillness, the restoring presence. There's often a time that we are able to hear from God. You can hear from God lots of times, but sometimes life is so busy and life is so noisy and we aren't aware of his presence. It's hard to hear his voice. But in those places where Isaiah and John saw the Lord in those visions, both were common in that both God spoke. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." John, after seeing that vision of Jesus, when I saw him and I fell at his feet as though dead, Jesus then placed his right hand on John and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." In his manifest presence, he often will speak. And so we just want to take these last moments in this last section to just give space for God to speak to us. He may bring a scripture to mind. He may whisper to you, and sometimes the way God whispers to you is just a thought will come to your mind. Pay attention to those thoughts and say, "God, is this you? Is this you speaking?" Sometimes it's not as common, but sometimes there's the audible voice. Jesus had the audible voice at his baptism and at his transfiguration. Paul had the audible voice of God, of Jesus, on the road to Damascus. Sometimes you'll have pictures, dreams or visions. I had a picture about the river. God will often speak that way. Sometimes it's in your body or in your emotions. You'll feel peace. You'll feel his love. You'll feel compassion. Sometimes you'll see a word in your mind, in your mind's eye. You know how you can close your eyes and picture things? Sometimes there'll be words that will come to your mind. And sometimes, as Paul says in Romans 8, Spirit, God's Spirit to our spirit, we know that we are the children of God. Sometimes we just know it's the Holy Spirit to our spirit. And sometimes, in a corporate setting, God will use prophetic words. And so even as Leah was declaring that Jesus is in this room and what he was doing, that was a prophetic word of what Jesus was doing, what he was up to, and what he is offering to us. And so there may be some of that. But we just want to take a few moments just to hear. And so it may be just a simple prayer. "Jesus, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to say to me?" And we just want to spend some moments of quiet as music is playing softly in the background, just to give space for him to speak. "Jesus, by your Spirit, what do you want to say to me? And what would you want, if so led, what would you want to say to us? Speak, Lord. We're listening."